Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, good morning. It's once again another Sabbath morning, and I wanted to share with you. I'm going to read out of Psalm chapter 7, and the music I'm going to play, I'm just in the process of recording my album on the Altar of Incense, and that's the 741 hertz frequency. And so I'm going to play a little bit of that with you during this session here. Just give you a little taste of it. Hopefully I have the album out in another month or so. Has to get mastered and duplicated and all that. So anyway, the Psalm 7 is an interesting psalm, and I think it has a lot of application to what is going on today around us, what we see in the news every day, and what we see in the world. And seems as though David was having the same problem. It's interesting. It's called a Shigion of David, and we think a Shigion is probably a style of music, which he sang to Yahweh, to the Lord, concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. Now, we're not really sure who Cush was, but we think, at least my thought is, that he might be referring to Cush was the father of King Saul, and he was a Benjamite as well, and so it could be that. There's also another... there's several people who have different names who were listed as Benjamites during the time that David was fleeing from Absalom. And so, not quite sure who's being referred to right now, but originally Cush is listed as the one who begat Nimrod way back in the book of Genesis. So, and then Cush is also the name that's given that refers to Ethiopia as a country, as a nation. So there's a lot of that mixed in here. O Lord, my God, Yahweh, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. O Yahweh, my Elohim, I have done this. If I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, If I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, then if I've done those things, then I deserve what comes. Let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake me, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Selah. Remember, stop and think about that. Let the assembly arise, O Yahweh, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the people be gathered about you. Over it return on high. Yahweh judges the people. Please judge me, O Yahweh, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous Elohim. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. Yahweh is a jealous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, but he falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. I will give to Yahweh the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of Yahweh, El Elyon, the Most High. So David here is reminding us, he's reminding himself, for sure, that the evil people of this world are devising lots of evil plans. They're digging pits, but he's assuring us and assuring himself that they're going to fall into the pits that they have dug for other people. It's going to actually end up being on them. We have that story in Esther where Haman makes the gallows to put Mordecai on and kill the Jews in the land, but it ends up that the very gallows that he made for other people are what he ends up being hanged on. And that is the story. Some of the times we get impatient because we want the justice to happen now. We want to see those people who have been hurting us suffer. And then we can feel like, well, we're all right, the scales have been leveled out. But we always have to remember that the timing is not our timing. The timing is God's timing. And sometimes we have to wait a while before we are allowed to see the judgment of those who have been evil against us. And sometimes we never see it in this life. Sometimes it's held for the day of judgment, that great white throne judgment where those who have been doing these evil deeds have to stand before God and answer for their crimes. But we can be assured that day will come, whether it be a day that we get to see or a day that ends up down the road, it will come. Because as David reminds us, God is a righteous judge. He will not allow iniquity, sin, evil to go on forever. It will be dealt with at the right time, in his time. So I'm going to start playing this music, and then I'll come back with some more ideas to share with you as well. Thank you. So I'll let the music keep playing here a bit, but I also wanted to give you a little report on what's happening with our project in India. We received a wonderful donation for the little girl that needs the prosthetic leg, Lavanya, and that need has been met, and I've sent that money over to them already. And so that's in place. And I just got some pictures from Prabhu. They have bought the steel. They're pouring in the concrete, and they have enough money to get the slab in place at this point. And so things are moving along. Just so you know, I'll remind you, it's about a $20,000 project. We've received about $6,700 so far towards the building. And so we also have received enough donations to supply food for the pastors for the next couple of months. And so that's coming along well, too. So thank you all who have been participating in this. And it's amazing to me, we're in this time of the year where we are focusing on giving. And it just always, as I think about what a dollar will do in India, or a pound, or a euro, or any other currency, it amazes me what can be done there. So much can be done with what we consider to be so little. You know, like one pastor can have enough rice for his family for what amounts to $10 in U.S. money. You know, that's two cups of coffee down at Starbucks or less, probably a little bit more than $10 for two coffees at Starbucks, but, or any other coffee shop that you may choose to go to. But things that we take so for granted and are so much embedded into our lives on a daily basis can make a huge difference for people in another nation, another culture. Anyway, just something to think about. And if any of you would like to take on the sponsorship of a pastor, that would be a wonderful thing. I'm trying to get $25 per pastor, because that can be really incredible for them. And we definitely want to get this building built very quickly. They're moving on it very fast, and as long as we can continue to supply the funding, I'm sure it will be finished within the first, probably within January, February, I would imagine. So I would really like to help see that keep progressing forward. Anyway, the other thoughts that I had today, in line with the psalm that I read, that everything, if we do good acts towards people, our Heavenly Father sees that, and being the righteous judge, he will reward that accordingly. And if we are doing evil deeds that are hurting people, then he sees that and he's going to reward that as well. And one of the difficulties we have is suffering under the evil things, the evil decisions, evil leadership, evil whatever, and wanting to see justice done now so that we can take a little satisfaction that it's at least being dealt with. But sometimes God's timing, it takes a little longer, and it doesn't come when we expect it or want it. And some of these things, actually, interesting, you take a look at the book of Job. Shirley and I just read through that a couple weeks ago. And there's these evil things happening to him. If you read the book, Satan had to go get permission from God to do the things against Job that he did. And God let him, because at the same token, he was also testing Job. He was perfecting Job, if you want to say it another way, because it was through the trials that Job went through that he became a different person. I read a book by I'm trying to remember the name of the author now, but anyway, it was on Job. The Journey Inward is what it's called. Gene Edwards, I think, is the author. And he said, there's a lot of things said about Job, but at the end of the day, there's two things that you can say that everybody agrees on. One is that Job suffered. And the second thing is that he was changed. Job 1 that went into the experience was a different man than Job 2 that came out of the experience. And it's even kind of coded in there because he ends up at the end of the experience with twice as many children, twice as much money, flocks and herds, twice as much everything as he had when he went out. So there's that veiled reference that he was a much better person after having gone through his suffering than he was before he went into it. And, you know, his friends were not much help either, to tell you. And finally, even at the end of Job there, God takes him to task a little bit. He says, well, you know, did I ask your permission to create the Leviathan, or some people think the crocodile or whatever that represented, you know, an animal that has very little use that we can see, but God created him anyway, and must have some purpose. And it's not, he didn't ask our permission. He created him anyway. And so there are many things about our lives that God doesn't ask our permission. He just brings them on. And our job, our duty, what he asks of us is to trust him in the middle of it. To, instead of going, why, begin to ask the question, Father, what is it in me that you want to change? What is it in me that you want to grow? What character, either flaw in me, do you want to deal with, or what portion of character do you want to develop in me? Those are the things that our Heavenly Father is after in us, because he knows who he created us to be. As I've dealt with Psalm 139 before, while we were in our mother's womb, he was creating us. He was putting us together. He had a plan in mind for us. And so he knows, as he looks upon us in our daily lives, he sees the things that are keeping us from being that full plan that he created in us. And so he begins to take us through experiences that are going to bring that character out, that is going to reveal that plan that he has had for us all along. And that probably is the most difficult thing for us to bear up under, because so many times it's not fun. So many times it's drudgery. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's weeping through the night. Sometimes it can be so many things that are, we wouldn't really choose to go through it just for the sake of going through it. But if we begin to have the understanding that our Heavenly Father is doing something in us that can be done no other way than through that process, then our whole attitude changes. Our whole approach will be different. And so that's a lot of what I wanted to say this week. I want to thank you all for being my faithful listeners. I hope that I bring something to you each week that is beneficial and something that you can take with you through the week and be blessed by. So as you go through your week, be blessed. And remember, your Heavenly Father isn't punishing you. He's perfecting you. He's bringing you to glory. Shalom. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say. Little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.